is Krista Mateo, your UNC women's basketball coach, and you are listening to The Whole Show, 1310 KFKA.
Fresno State, Colorado State, just under 14 minutes left in the first half. We'll see how this one goes, man. This is tough for me. I got to be real honest. I like to watch a lot of Colorado State basketball, so we're talking radio here. But there are more important things to talk about, and I loved what you guys were discussing this morning. Brian Gary, Tanner Schwint in studio from Good Morning NoCo. The High Plains Honor Flight, Brian. And yeah. I know you are so passionate about this, this mission and everything. And again, I just want to, for our listeners that have never heard of this, I love on your on the website, it just says simple, give veterans an all expense paid trip to Washington, D.C. to see the memorials built in their honor.
That sums it up. I mean, that's what Honor Flight is all about. There are hubs all around the country, and we have this one right here that serves Wyoming, Nebraska, and Colorado. And High Plains Honor Flight, we've gone on several missions now. Next one is coming up May 30th to April, or April 30th to May 1st.
Okay.
And it's a two-day excursion. We take these veterans out to Washington, D.C. on a whirlwind adventure. They leave on a Sunday. We land Sunday night in Washington. We have this nice banquet. We get together and tell stories in the bar. Then the next day, it is to every memorial and monument. We hit them all, get back on a plane, and then we're back home on Monday night. And to be able to see what this does for our veterans. These are the men and women who have served our country in Vietnam, in Korea, in World War II. And these memorials were built in their honor, but how are they going to get to see them unless they can take their own trip out there? We owe it to them for what they gave us to send them on these trips. And the healing that takes place, you've got to hear some of the folks that we've had on who have taken these trips. What this trip does for somebody who has given so much is priceless. And it is all funded by donations from the general public. It takes $230,000 to fill up one of these planes and take one of these trips with 120 veterans and guardians to go and see these memorials. Used to be about $160,000 three or four years ago. It's doubled in price. That doesn't mean that our donations have doubled. And that's where we need our partners to come in. Just, just your average Joe on the street giving $10 makes a huge difference. Yeah. If you've got a business or a corporation where you can give more, we need that too. But every dollar makes a difference to make these trips happen.
Is it highplaneshonorflight.org? .org. For our
There's a page set up right there where you can make donations. And it covers everything, their meals, fueling up the plane, the getting the plane, all that goes in. And we have a huge medical staff. But just it's a miracle what it does. It is really a miracle. And to get to see it, feel it, the emotion of it. Tanner, you've had a chance to just hearing me talk about it. I know you get the vibe of what this means to me and what it means to the vets who get to take this trip.
No, it is really cool. And listen, I obviously as a young man wasn't around for these wars, right? But I've got the utmost respect for what they did because they gave us, and the term that I keep using, they gave us a pretty cushy life that we've got right now. And to hear them talk about it, and I remember when you were there last year, Brian, we had Bill on air, who was a 98-year-old.
He just turned 97 this last
week. Just turned 97-year-old
World
War II veteran.
Birthday. Wow.
It's incredible to watch. And, I did a $200 personal match out of my pocket this morning. We blew by that this morning. A great sponsor here on your show, as well as ours, great partner of the station, Mike Kane from Kane, Doolin, McQuinn, and Young, ponied up $1,000. We had a $500 anonymous thing.
So, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's been a blast, and the more that I've got to learn about it, it's just one of those. It's one of those things that just tears on your heartstring, and there's a need for it. And Matt Voris, the president of High Plains Honor Flight, was in, and he was incredible talking about some of the stories. Just the stories about that these guys have. It's really truly incredible.
Again, highplaneshonorflight.org for your opportunity, your chance to donate. Like you said, $10, whatever, would go a long way.
It does. And the whole thing is to honor those who have honored our country. It's to honor our heroes. And this event does this better than anything that I've ever seen. And that's why I'm so deeply involved in it and proud to be a member of the board of directors. We make a difference in these veterans' lives. The amount of people who, most of the people who served, they came home and they never talk to their families about things. They put their memories in a shoebox, so to speak, underneath the bed, and that's where all the photos were. That was all that, and they tried to just leave it there. And then they just went on with their lives. They went back to work. They went back to raising their families. They went back to all this, but all of that is still there. And when they get together and actually talk about it with people who are like-minded, who have been through the same thing, man, to witness that is one of the most beautiful things in the world. And to have men who are in and women who are in their 70s and 80s come up and say, "You just gave me a reason to live." You know, that this was the to hear a Vietnam vet look you in the eye and hear him say, "This is the first time I felt welcomed home." You know?
Yeah. Brian, is it in some ways, and maybe not this case for everybody, but in some senses, there's a sense of closure, too, where you're able to go on this on this journey and see these monuments, and it's like, wow, that just kind of helps put everything right there in front of you, right there, doesn't it?
Well, yes, it helps them propel forward with, you know, there's a lot of life left.
Yeah.
And to carry that any longer is ridiculous, and it should be. They should be able to set that free, but that comes from them being in a situation and a surrounding where they're open and comfortable enough to do that, and being surrounded by men and women who have been there with you is that situation.
And Matt Voris, again, the president of High Plains Honor Flight, was telling us a story this morning on one of the trips out there. He's sitting next to a gentleman who was a fighter pilot who flew over Germany, right?
Yes.
And there was 32, you had to fly 32 flights in a row before you got some reprieve. You got some time off. Well, he asked this gentleman sitting next to him and said, "Well, how many flights did you have?" And he said, 16. And he goes, "Well, why was there not 32? And he said, "Well, I was actually gunned down over Germany." And he survived all this in the middle of World War II. He was a POW for years. The guy in front of him on the plane turns around and goes, "I was in the same flight pattern as you." He was on a different wing. He goes, "I thought you were dead. I thought you were dead for 50 years. It's those stories, man.
Wow. That,
and then they see each other. They're sitting right behind each other on a flight. Turns out they live minutes from each other.
15 miles from each other.
15 miles from each other. And for 50 years, thinking each other were gone.
A reunion almost of sorts on some of these.
It is, and that is not uncommon. That's what we see on every one of these flights, and that's what your dollars can help do. And once you've been a part of it, man, it does not leave your blood. It is in you forever when you see the difference that you make for somebody. I never served. I was never in that situation. I don't know if I would have been strong enough to do it. I'd love to say I was, but I can't say that for sure. These were, and they didn't know us. They don't know us. Yet what they did made it possible for us knuckleheads to sit around here, make mistakes, talk about sports, talk about life, problems that we think are a big deal, that when you look at what these men and women went through on a daily basis, it really ain't anything. So the least we can do is give them this trip.
These men and women that serve, whether, you know, years upon years ago in the wars or even currently, I mean, they're just different people. They're cut from a different cloth.
You have to be, and that's why I say I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not one who handles authority really well, and I'm not one who can be ordered around for the good of what you need to be able to do as a soldier. I would love to say I could, but I don't know. But I am so honored that there are, and that my job can be to serve those who served me.
Well, and I think that that's a great thing that you do is, okay, you don't know for sure if you would have been able to serve or whatever, but here you are helping these guys out and shedding light on all of these great men and women in our country. And again, this is, I know you do a lot, but this is, of course, one of those major ones with the High Plains Honor Flight. So it's outstanding, man.
I appreciate the time getting on here. I mentioned it this morning for Damon and you and everybody affiliated with this radio station to allow me to come in and just kind of take over for the morning and to jump in throughout the day. To pump this cause means a lot, and it speaks volumes about the kind of people we have here and where the hearts are, because not everybody will open themselves up to this, but I'm very honored to work here at a place where we believe in our veterans, we believe in our country, and we believe in honoring them.
I absolutely love that. And you guys raised some good money today.
Yeah, we did.
It's gone
so
well,
far.
And don't let it end.
No, don't let it end. HighPlainsHonorFlight.org to go up there. You know, the donate button's on the top right. Simple enough right there. You know, we've raised a couple thousand today. So we appreciate everybody who has jumped in with that along the way as well.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now on my phone. I mean, it's quick to get there. It's on that on the homepage. You just click the little three bars there, and it'll pull down menu and show you donate. So you got a great opportunity to
Yeah, and check out the website as well. It has the new route that we'll be taking to the airport. We're going to fly out from up here. This time we usually went to DIA and had a big parade down there. We've got a different route here, and we have the streets that we want to line up with our Patriots out there with their flags and everything coming up on April 30th when we do the drive to the airport to send these heroes off on their adventure. It's a great thing. I get bubbly talking about it, but appreciate the time in here, and I appreciate our audience. Keep going to highplaneshonorflight.org. Tell your friends about it. Educate them. Business owners, we need you. I know Tanner will hit you up for advertising. I'm hitting you up for a donation. All right. So both very, very great ways to spend your money, but if there's one way to do it, honoring those who served our country is certainly it.
Well, that's awesome for one of our great sponsors here with a new, fairly new sponsor. Yeah. Too with Kane Doolin McQuinn Young Law Firm.
Well, Mike Kane's a veteran too. He enlisted after 9/11 and went off to join the Marines after that. And he it was great talking with him this morning as well. So that is if you have been injured in a car accident, you see all those sleazy commercials, right? If you or a loved one been, but in all seriousness, like don't pick one of those sleazy ones. These are
pick
high
guys
quality
that
people
that donate money hard cold cash
right.
to a great causes like this.
Yeah, for them to just hear about what we were doing and want to pick up the phone and call in, man, that's what it's all about. And that's what makes Honor Flight go. Again, it is all nonprofit. None of us on the board of directors make a thing. All we want is to keep raising money to help these folks get to the memorials. And we've got the big trip coming up. I'm going to be encouraging you to get out on the parade route, but I'll be encouraging you to give all the way through. We need more money. We had to buy a bunch of personal oxygen condensers for this flight. And that was a setback of about 16 to 20 grand that we weren't expecting in this flight. We want to try to recoup some of that so we can be in a good position to be able to afford to take the next flight when we're ready to do that.
HighPlanesHonorFlight.org. Excellent opportunity. Man, I just love it. I loved hearing the stories this morning, too.
Yeah.
Just going over all that. You guys did a great job of really bringing that into focus for our listeners.
I appreciate that. It was a lot of fun hearing from Jerry Lucas again and talking about his story. And, like you said, Brady, it's the stories that give us the ability to sit here and you know, watch CSU take on Fresno State, to enjoy these things that we've got in our country. This is a really cool organization to give back to those who allow us to do fun stuff like this.
It's 20-18 right now.
I know.
CSU's up.
A little more high scoring than I thought it was going to be. What do you think? No?
It's about right.
right about where it is, but keep those again. We need money. Everything costs money. Everything from the meals. We get some great organizations that come in and get involved, but we need our corporate partners. We could use some people who are like those cornerstones that believe in this and want to help us keep going. We don't want to ever stop this, but if we don't raise enough money to do these things, we can't. And prices of everything are going up, but it is priceless when you hear like when we had Jerry Lucas on this morning. I told the story. I got to be Jerry's guardian when we were there. He was a guy who, when he was in the service, his job was to sign the orders to send people to go to combat. And he had to send one of his friends to combat. His friend didn't come back. Jerry carried that with him for all of these years. And when we went to the Vietnam Memorial Wall, and I was able to wheel Jerry up to the panel where he found his friend Blythe's name, to watch him stand up, collapse on the wall, hold it, and talk to him. He said he was there. And he got to talk to him, and he got to tell him all the things. He said he was sorry. He said all these things and just fell into my arms as this big man collapsed into just a puddle of tears and emotion. And I got to witness that, be a part of it, and feel that. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, there is no dollar amount that could equal what that gave me and gave me for life. Completely changed me being a part of this organization. Changes how you look at things and how you look at your own problems and what you think is huge adversity to overcome. come makes it all seem pretty damn small.
There's no Hollywood script that could paint that picture either. What you just talked about, seeing a veteran like that and just, you know, in that moment of really talking to his fellow soldiers and, yes. and just that emotion washing over you.
Yeah, and he did. He had a long overdue conversation that he had been holding for 50 years that he didn't know he was going to be able to have or that he would ever have. And we get to empty out a lot of those shoeboxes that are underneath beds, and we get to open them up. And the amount of people who come home and decide, you know what, I'm going to sit and talk to my family about this. They deserve to know, and I'm telling you, vets who have kept it to yourselves and you think, I don't want to share this with anybody, your family wants to know. Your family wants to hear it. They want to know what you went through, and they want to be there for you. So I just encourage everybody who's been keeping all those emotions, all you vets who have kept it in a box underneath your bed and just thought that that's the past, I know you've tried to go on. I know you've tried to march on, but you're all carrying something. And it's time for us to say welcome home. It's time for us to say thank you for your service. Job well done. Now rest easy. You know, rest easy and feel the honor we want to give you. And this is a great way to do that.
I absolutely love it. HighPlainsHonorFlight.org. And again, just to round this out, it says it right there. When you go to this website, it's simple. Give veterans an all expense paid trip to Washington, D.C. to see the memorials built in their honor.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is. It's an amazing thing that you guys are doing.
It is. And we talked about it this morning that when I went on this last trip to be able to live on the air, take Bill, a World War II veteran at that time, age of 96, and get to get his instant reaction as we wheeled him into that and just hear, wow, I never dreamed I would ever get to see this. You know, it's mind-blowing, you know?
It's mind-blowing that they're not given those opportunities, too, without something like this, to be real honest.
No, for sure, and that's what Jerry Lucas, you know, the Vietnam vet, said. I got paid $157 a month to play war, right? I mean, that is just insane. So, you know—
And that was actually the comment that really drove Mike to call in and make that donation was when he heard Jerry put that into that perspective.
Right. Wow. It's insane.
You just don't think of—like, those things, a lot of us just don't think of. It's like, you know, these veterans, they should be taken care of. At the very least, they should be shown these memorials that are honoring them, but they don't. And it's hard for them to afford that or to put themselves in that place to do that either way. And that's what you guys are doing with this mission.
Can you imagine being 18 years old and you're thinking about, you know, what am I going to do with my future? And here's my girl. You know, I'd love to marry her. I'd love to start a family. And I'm going to start that business I've always to do. What? Oh, I'm going to put all of that on hold for who? For people I've never met. And I'm going to go over and I'm going to risk my life and I'm going to do all of those things. That is an amazing sacrifice. And then they come back and try to pick up where they left off. You know, some never do. You know, life never got to go back to where they were and the path they were on when they left. They gave all that up to go and serve our country, to give us what we have here. And to the Vietnam vets, God bless you and thank you. And you are the ones who, more than anybody, did not get the welcome you deserved when you got home. We were in a really bad time as a country at that time. A lot of divisiveness. A lot of people arguing. A lot of people had their feelings of what they did about the war. It's time to welcome them home and put that aside and make them feel honored. All they did was went and served and did what they were called to do.
Yeah.
That's all they did. And many of them got treated like dirt when they came home, and that's why they've been quiet, and that's why they haven't talked a lot, you know, was because of those things. Time to treat them like the heroes that they deserve to be and give them that welcome home. Give them that trip. Give them that feeling that we appreciate the sacrifice that they were making and that it wasn't all for nothing. You know, and I know a lot of people feel that way.
For sure.
And they carried that when they came home because they were made to feel that way by the words and the insults that were thrown at them. Jerry talking about being spit on, you know,
I
when he would come home.
Morning,
you know, and it breaks your heart. And that wasn't uncommon. You know, and that's why we have a huge debt to pay to those people. And that's why these organizations, man, give to veterans organizations. I, of course, want you to give it to High Plains Honor Flight. There's a lot of great organizations out there. And there's a lot of veterans that that need your help in many different ways. It's up to us to take care of them.
Yeah. Well, again, highplaneshonorflight.org. Sensational stuff from you guys. Brian, again, I know this is just so powerful for you, something you're so passionate about. So appreciate you sharing some thoughts on it with us here. And hopefully our listeners will jump up and help this cause.
Yeah, and thanks for a few minutes to talk to the Hulligans and to be on this. I know we share a lot of audience, but we have a lot of different audience. And you've got some fantastic people who listen to your show who know that they would not be where they are today if it weren't for these sacrifices. So I want to hit all of you Hulligans to give what you can to. Give till it hurts just a little bit.
Yeah. Well said by you guys. And I loved the program this morning, too, and what you guys were doing to get people engaged as well. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. If you guys have any comments on that or the game right now, CSU, it's tight, dude. It's a
it
tight
is.
One.
Where are we at in the
25-24,
game?
25-24, CSU 6:09 left. And this is good. This could get interesting.
Well, I think it's going to be. I do think it's a win for CSU.
I do
think
too.
CSU is going to win.
So.
This.
Fresno
would,
State just hit back-to-back threes there on the last couple of possessions, but the offense is looking. Isaiah Stevens has been incredible so far today.
Yeah, he's something else. They just got the rebound. CSU got the rebound. So here you go. Here's a chance to pull up by more than one here. That would be fantastic. Yes. Guys, appreciate you. Did you figure out your little setup over there?
It is.
Over
there
on the other side of the wall?
Yeah, there's pizza and basketball.
We'll go in and stuff pizza down our throat before we jump onto the next segment. Guys, appreciate you so much.
Thanks for letting us come on, Brady.
Brian, Gary, Tanner, Schwint. Good morning, NoCo. Weekdays here on KFK, 6 to 10 o'clock, Monday through Friday. 38 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.